Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
How do you tell your significant other you want to change the name of your baby? That is the message we got on Facebook from, we're calling her Baby Blues because she didn't want us to use her name, or she didn't mention her baby's name either. But she had sent us a message. She had heard all the talk that we did about the lady on TikTok who said she would have named her son Sublime if she would have had a baby back when she was like 16, 17, 18 years old. Would have regretted it. So she said, you know what? I regret my baby's name now. This is what Baby Blues sent us on Facebook Messenger. Said, I'd like to change the name. My husband picked the name. I thought it was okay at first. Now I'm like calling her a different name when he's gone. I'd like to change the name. How do I tell him? Should I tell him? Should I just let this go away?
No, it's not going to go away. The baby's going to be there for a long time. You need to say something.
What do you think, Christine? Have you ever changed a baby's name?
I haven't personally changed it with my kids, but growing up, when I was in high school, my best friend was born with the name Elizabeth, but her siblings kept making fun of her for it. They said that Lizzie Borden rhymed. And so her parents got so sick of it that they started calling her by her middle name, Emily. And then in high school, they ended up going to the DMV and changing her name to Emily, changing her birth certificate to Emily when she was getting her driver's license.
I would have done that too, regardless of what they were calling me. That Elizabeth name. Ugh,
interesting. Yeah. What's wrong? Hey, the Queen Elizabeth II's having her funeral today, everybody. Interesting. Well, and that's kind of like Miley Cyrus. That was not her first name. She was called Smiley, and then it turned into Miley, and then she legally changed it. Wow, that's an interesting story. So, I mean, it makes sense. If that's the name she started to take on, you want to make sure that all the documents match it.
Right, and then how many people do you know go by a different name, even though their first name is legally something else?
You're
that's
right.
True.
You're right.
I don't know if she needs to legally change it right now. She could just, you know.
She could just talk to her husband and say, hey, look, I like this name. Let's call her this, even though her legal name is this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But it sounds like, though, you do have an option to possibly change it soon after the baby's born. But speaking of Elizabeth, we have Liz here on line three. I think that knows the answer to that. Christine, thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have
Bye.
A great day.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again.
Yes.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. All right, let's go to line number three. All right, Liz, you are in Grafton. So are you an expert on name changing?
No, but I have two comments about it that are unrelated. One is I used to be a paralegal, so this is not legal advice. But last I knew, in the state of Wisconsin, you were allowed one free legal name change. And after that, it was $500 a pop.
Okay. So you get a freebie, and then after that, every time you got to change, you got to pay.
And that was in Milwaukee County, and again, I don't know for sure. That was 5 years ago.
Well, it's good information to have, because obviously, even if it changed, I mean, it's not like they took that away. I'm sure that it's probably out there. There's some kind of legal things you have to go through, but yeah, our fan of The Mix, our listener, Baby Blues, had messaged us and said, how can I tell my husband I want to change the baby's name? I mean, what would you tell her now? Would you say, yeah, you got to talk to your husband? Or should she just kind of like, wait, maybe this is a fad, this will go away from her, and then she'll just go back to calling the baby its legal name?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So somebody once told me every kind of relationship, whether it's intimate, professional, friends, needs two things in order to survive, and that's trust and communication. And let me tell you, that is like a foolproof thing. Just ask anybody who's been through something like that, and not only with, let's say, the woman and her husband, but let's say the daughter ends up finding out, oh, you used to call me that name. I really like that name. And you never told dad or discussed it. She might resent her mom for the rest of her life. Who knows?
You're right. Trust and communication. Yep. That's really what needs to start with. I mean, they're just starting off with this new baby. You don't want to get off on the wrong foot.
Baby's 5 months old. Yeah. So, Liz, all right, we're going to let Baby Blues know she needs to talk to her husband, and maybe they can work out a new name. Maybe they want to explore changing the name on the birth certificate. Or maybe
she has to say something.
Or maybe just call her. Yeah, she's got to say something to her husband.
She at least has to just put her feelings out there on something very important. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least you tried and you tried to communicate. And if the husband doesn't communicate back, well, again, I bet you that's not going to be the first time it happens, and I bet you that marriage isn't going to last very long.
Whoa, Liz, coming hard.
Oh my gosh, wow. This poor listener is just trying to get advice on the name, and now she's thinking, is my marriage going to be done? She may be changing her last name at some point.
You never know.
Yes, but it is that serious. Communication is important.
It's all about communication. Liz, thank you so much for calling in today and helping out. We're going to let Baby Blues know what everybody has said. And who knows? Maybe we'll get another message from her and get a little update. Liz, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.